8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Knox College has hired their 20th president after the retirement of Dr. Teresa Amott, and a gentleman who comes from the Northeast and has been in education for a long, long time, Mr. Andy McGaddy. Andy, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So Knox College, a little bit different setting as far as geography from what you're used to. You grew up in the Northeast, Connecticut in particular, and you had gone to school, worked up in that area. What brought you to Knox? I'm guessing the main thing was the opportunity.
Yeah, the main thing's the opportunity, but quite frankly, I'm a big fan of small liberal arts colleges. That's where I went to school, worked at small liberal arts colleges. I understand the impact that these types of institutions can make on individuals. And seeing a small liberal arts college in Galesburg, Illinois, was just the place that I would love to visit and see and be a part of. And the day that I was appointed the 20th president was a proud day. I've been delighted to be here and look forward to working closely with the college community as well as the city of Galesburg.
You had done numerous other things, as you said, at some other small schools, including vice president, fundraising and things like that. Talk about the role of the president of a school like Knox. What kind of is the role?
That's a great question, Tom. You know, it's something that I know some folks would say, wow, it just seems like it's too big of a role. But I love the role of president because you have the ability to see all the various aspects of a college. So in one day, in a matter of several hours, I could be spending time with students, talking with faculty, on a conference call with Board of Trustee members, meeting with members of the Galesburg community. That could all be within 4 hours. And what I loved about the kind of leadership of a college is that you can make an impact on all of those different constituencies. And it's something that I've been thinking about. You know, in some ways, I actually wanted to be a college president for such a long time because I saw all of those different aspects and how a person could make a difference in those areas without having to dive deep in all of them. But you can be a part of them. So it's been a real joy and a privilege to be here.
Andy McGaddy is the new president of Knox College, joining us here this morning. I'm sure you've looked into and know a lot about and have been told a lot of the history of Knox College. And you know, being such an integral part of the Galesburg community, the Underground Railroad connections and everything from the start, been around for a long, long time and just really such an integral part of this community.
It's a true gem. And as you referenced, Tom, the history is one of those things that also attracted me here, understanding the founding of Knox College in 1837 and knowing that it's a place that over years has truly changed lives. I was meeting with some folks. The former ambassador of Japan is a Knox alumnus, former trustee, Ambassador Bancroft. And chatting with some of the folks from that foundation, we talked about the fact that Knox has been integral to attracting students from Japan for over 100 years. And so when you think about those connections, whether it's what happens right here in the city of Galesburg, how a small place in the heartbeat of America has such tentacles across the globe, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I know we see a lot, whether it's across the globe or across the country, those students. In fact, the other day we were talking about the Blessings in a Backpack program with
yes.
Joel Estes and a couple of students were in. The students, one was from Colorado, one was from the state of Washington. I know in the past we've had others in the same thing, California, wherever.
Yeah.
Just and as you said, not only nationally but worldwide as well. That had to be pretty appealing when you came to a community this size to see that diverse population on campus.
Absolutely. And just by the way, Blessings in the Backpack with Joel, it's just phenomenal. That's one of those things when you look around in the community, you see how the community gives back to one another. It's a really remarkable thing and something I look forward to being more involved in as time goes on.
Andy McGaddy is the new president of Knox College, the 20th president of the school. Talk a little bit about your background growing up in Connecticut and the Northeast and your schooling there.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Well, one thing that's probably not my background that's worth sharing, while I'm a Northeast kid, born in Connecticut, as you mentioned, both my parents are from Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
So growing up, I spent a lot of time in Alabama. I still have a lot of relatives there. My dad and mom are still there, and all kinds of cousins and uncles and aunts, that kind of thing. So that was a big part of my kind of upbringing. The other thing that's probably worth sharing, and it will make a lot of sense when you think about my impact in higher ed, is my mom was a first grade school teacher at a public school in Hartford, Connecticut. And seeing how she worked day in and day out with such young minds, I didn't really appreciate it until my mom passed away in 1992. But I remember just going into a local store one day and someone heard my last name and this gentleman shows up and says, "Was your mom a school teacher in Hartford?" And I was like, "Yes." But you're seeing, 30, 40 years later, how teachers at all levels truly make a difference. And, can you imagine, that type of impact that someone has? And you think about the number of teachers across this country that invest in our young people. It's a gift. And I see the gift at Knox as a part of that kind of legacy that my mom started years ago.
Growing up, that had to be really interesting. Two kind of very different worlds, being in Hartford, Connecticut, and Mobile, Alabama.
Absolutely. Which is why when people say, "Why the Midwest?" or "Are you okay with it?" I'm like, yes, I'm excited about it. Because you start to see the power of these different communities all across our glorious country. And understanding the differences. I mean, one of the big things that I think liberal arts education can do today is really help folks understand the power of difficult dialogues. And when you go and invest in different countries or different cities or different counties, you start to see where people are coming from. We're all coming from different backgrounds. We have differences, but we can find those commonalities to come together. That's one of the advantages of being able to say you're from the Northeast or coming from the South or the Midwest or the West Coast, whatever the case may be.
Andy McGadney is the new president of Knox College, joining us here this morning. We talk about the importance to this community, to Galesburg, with Knox College and the surrounding areas. And I think part of what you see with that each year, commencement speakers, and look over the past years, some of the commencement speakers that have been willing to come here right. to speak at this tiny liberal arts school in this little town of Galesburg, Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, they've had some amazing commencement speakers, and we'll have some amazing commencement speakers going forward. But it's also a testament to what the school is all about. It's a testament to the impact that we're able to make. And it's also a testament to the kind of alumni that have left this place, that have gone on. We have a really supportive board of trustees. And many times, some of those trustee members are the ones that actually have personal relationships with some of our commencement speakers, which is also very attractive and helps us to bring really great talent to campus.
I didn't mention that Tyler's sitting over there. Monmouth College graduate.
Yeah, that's all good. It's all good.
But I attended Knox basketball camp every
year. Oh, there you go.
Even better.
There you go. Yes. So, okay, there's a connection then. It's all right. Andy McGadney, the 20th president of Knox College, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future. You've been here for a few months now. You're getting used to the community and the college. What do you see for the future of not only Knox, but the small liberal arts colleges throughout the country?
Well, maybe I'll start on the tail end of the question.
Sure.
Small liberal arts colleges across this country are, in a really difficult spot. It's a challenging landscape. You're hearing about institutions either closing or declining enrollments. I won't bore you with all of the kind of details of the challenges. But I will also tell you that one of the reasons why I'm here at Knox is because I believe in what the power of a Knox education can do and the impact that it can make on lives. And so part of the work that I've been doing over the last 90 days has been truly listening, engaging with the various members of the Knox community, the Galesburg community, understanding the aspirations, ideas, the challenges that students former faculty, current faculty are facing. And then right now I'm in the process of working on what I refer to as a strategic planning framework for the college that we will unveil to the community later this summer or early fall. And part of what I'm trying to do here is to take all of those different ideas, build them around a compelling message, and ultimately put things in place that will help move Knox forward. That's become our kind of quiet mantra internally, but you might hear more about this as time goes on. But the idea here is to say, how can you create a true demand for Knox education right here in Galesburg, Illinois? And one of the things that I will tell you is we have to move with pace, we have to be nimble, and we have to double down on the liberal arts mission. And then if we are able to do those things in a compelling way, I believe we will be we'll take the school to even higher heights than where it is right now.
Andy McGadney, 20th president of Knox College, joining us here this morning. And, you know, really interesting in a state like Illinois, especially. We have a lot of, I mean, if you just look at the Illinois portion of the schools within the Midwest Conference, and then, you know, the others, I mean, and nearby, of course, Monmouth, Illinois College, Lawrence, and then going on, then you look at Augustana, Illinois Wesleyan. I mean, there's a lot of those here in the state of Illinois. I'm sure one of the things that is probably brought up to you often is the cost of education. And it doesn't matter if it's liberal arts, which is obviously a little more expensive than public education. But even at the public universities, the cost is continuing to rise. I guess the one thing people and especially parents need to look at is there are all kind of different options out there to make it less expensive for yourself.
Right. Well, there are lots of options to make it less expensive, but I think the real focus needs to be, what's the return on investment for college education? I'm a parent. I've got three children. One finished from college. One's in college. I have a daughter that's looking at colleges. And at the end of the day, as parents, you're thinking about, you want your children to be successful. Some would say that you don't want your child in your basement, right? So what are we doing to ensure that our students are going to be solid citizens once they graduate? So really what I think the question should be is why go to a small liberal arts college like Knox? My answer is you go to a place like Knox where you have faculty that are engaging with you on a day-in and day-out basis. They know you by name. You create a series of experiences for those students inside the classroom and outside the classroom. And if you're able to pull together, this is one of those things that we'll be talking about for this kind of vision for Knox, but if you're able to put together a set of universal experiences that students, as they walk in from day one, not their junior or senior year, but from day one when they step on the campus, that we've created a pathway, an individual pathway for each student, so that by the time they leave, they've got a set of really amazing kind of experiences that they can then go out into the marketplace. You know, I think about some of our students today. We've got Elijah Crump, class of 22, who had this amazing internship at an investment company in Chicago, also did a Greenwood project on his own. He's got a series of experiences that when he's going to interview somewhere, he's got a great education, he's got great experiences, he's going to be a compelling candidate for any company, any organization for them to hire. That's the real focus. The cost is one thing. It's all about how are we going to prepare our students for postgraduate success.
Absolutely. That return on investment, that is huge. Absolutely. Andy McGadney is the Knox College president joining us here this morning. Anything else that struck you about the community of Galesburg and Knox College since you've been here?
Well, this is a bit of a personal thing, Tom and Tyler sitting here too. So you all are right next door to Iron Spike, and I will tell you this, that when I arrived in Galesburg, my wife was unable to join me right away. So, and I can cook. So let me just put that out there. I can cook. However, I basically ate my way through Galesburg for the last 90 days. So Iron Spike, you know, the Pizza House, you know, Bake, Craft, Landmark, you know, La Cantinita, who's a Knox graduate who owns a place. I mean, it's like I've become like a food guy in Galesburg. I love it. So if there are listeners out there that haven't been to Galesburg and eating in our great city, please do so. I probably put on like 10 pounds already, but that's another topic.
That's the great thing about in this community, the variety, 90 days. Yeah. Like you can eat a lot of different things before you start over again.
And I missed probably 10 other restaurants, but forgive me.
Andy McGadney, new president of Knox College. Andy, anything else you'd like to get out that you think people may need to know about Knox?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the thing is we're here to stay. We're part of this community. We invite people onto our campus. We're engaging, and we want to be deeper partners. We're looking at trying to find other ways to partner with our great city. We know the power of cities and colleges. When they work well together, great things can happen. I know there's been great history already, and we're looking forward to the future here together, and I can't wait to be more engaged in the day-in, day-out lives here in Galesburg.
Yeah, and it's nice of the partnerships, whether it's with District 205 or Carl Sandburg College, you know, the Gale Scholars Program. There's lots of different ways that Knox already connects with the community.
Absolutely.
Andy, thank you so much for taking the time, and welcome to Galesburg again.
Tom and Tyler, thanks for having me. Have a great day, guys.